این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to your beautiful episode on the Spring of Truth. Today we have a beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, where he says, Islam explicitly says that God honors the pious people who go to the right way in life and who are not corrupt. The quote opens with a striking word, explicitly. This is not a hidden mystery, dear listeners. Islam, according to Imam Khomeini, makes this truth crystal clear. God's honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's honor, is in privilege reserved for a chosen few. And how can we get it? How can we get to it? God honors the pious people. Oh yes, in order for us to become honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to become pious. And of course, in order to become pious, what should we do? We have to go into the right path. That is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is laid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah described Sirat al-Mustaqim. And of course, we recite it in our prayers on a daily basis. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, keep us on the right path. Oh, guide us on the right path. Meaning, guide us always and always and always on the right path only. And of course, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, meaning, and not amongst those who have gone astray. Imam Khomeini has brought it in his quote over here. So he says, who go to the right way in life and who are not corrupt. Okay, going astray is nothing but corruption. Now, dear listeners, this is very important and vital. Going to the right way in life is the path where a person has to get rid of his carnal desires. Of course, many a times a person has to get rid of it. And carnal desires is not the lustful desires, dear listeners. No, not at all. Okay, of course, it is a part of it though. But you know, if a person wants to say something to his spouse, that is also a kind of desire. He has this anger management issues in himself. A person can't control his anger near his children. He talks rudely, or example, she, whoever it is, yeah, they talk rudely towards their children, and even the children, they talk rudely towards their parents, towards the elders, towards the younger ones. You see, this is not the right path. And of course, this is the part of the corrupt ones. So, if we have to bring it all together now, I would say, a person should stay on the right path, focus on it, what shouldn't be done. If a person is not on the right path, it means that he is on the corrupt path. Yeah, so we have to protect ourselves from this corruption, which is, and of course, when we talk about corruption, it is not a financial fraud or a bribery, political bribery or something. It is the rotting of the soul, dear listeners. Corruption is the rotting of the soul. It betrays the trust which we have between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between ourselves and the Imam of our time, between ourselves and the Holy Quran, and between ourselves and the Rahbar, the leader of our time. Dear listeners, we are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to honor, and not amongst those whom Shaitan should honor. So I go back to what Imam Khomeini has said once again. Islam explicitly says that God honors the pious people who go to the right way in life and who are not corrupt. Inshallah, we become amongst those who God honors. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.